I'm Navi Bell, and my guest today is Tamara Sarkissian, a registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Dietitians of Canada's Nutrition Month campaign. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So Tamara, first off, could you tell us, what is Nutrition Month?
So every month of March, dietitians in Canada come together to celebrate Nutrition Month. So this is a way for us to showcase the importance of healthy eating to all Canadians from coast to coast. And in our busy, fast-paced world, nutrition is really important to fuel our bodies, but there's so many myths and misinformation on the internet, social media, and other sources which make healthy eating quite confusing. So, you know, dietitians are really trained and trusted healthcare professionals who can help really cut through this clutter with personalized nutrition advice.
Now, are you able to share some stats on how Manitobans are doing when it comes to getting their full nutrition? How do we compare with the rest of the country?
Yeah, so I did find a report, and it does seem, you know, that there is high incidence of food insecurity in Manitoba. So what I found was that nearly 1 in 7 households in Manitoba experience household food insecurity, and more than 1 in 5 Manitoban children experience household food insecurity. So, you know, food insecurity means not having enough food to eat. And of course, during the pandemic, there has been a lot of challenges with a lot of families getting access to food and just overall, you know, making sure that they're getting enough of that nutrition.
Now, how are ways that Manitobans can improve their nutrition and lower that risk of food insecurity?
Yeah, so there is a program that I saw that began in June. So this was sort of like a pilot program, which was helping families to get access to food. And, you know, I always work with my clients in terms of how really their conditions are, right? So if someone is looking for more budget-friendly options, I always let them know that choosing fruits and vegetables that are frozen or canned, even dried fruit, those can be great options to making sure that you're still getting, you know, your nutrients, your fiber. So there are definitely a lot of ways to making sure that you still are having an overall healthy diet. And of course, looking for sales, using coupons. So I have a lot of great tips for a lot of clients.
Are you able to share some of those tips with us today?
Yes, of course. So definitely, like I was mentioning, there's a lot of ways to find a lot of budget-friendly options. So choosing a lot of canned foods would be a great one. Using things like beans and lentils, these are really cost-effective foods that are super high in nutrients, high in protein, high in fiber. And we really want to try to aim to get half of our plate fruits and vegetables, looking at the Canadian Food Guide. To get this half your plate fruits and vegetables, we can, again, go towards the frozen fruits and vegetables. These are still technically just as equally nutritious as fresh. So you can definitely choose canned, frozen, even dried, for example. And of course, going back to that Canadian Food Guide, we want to make sure that we're still getting a quarter of our plate protein, a quarter of our plate starches, which contain lots of fibers. So by doing that, we're getting that balanced plate, but we still want to make sure that we're tailoring the nutrition based on the person's needs, of course.
Yeah, that's great to know. I wanted to ask, how has the pandemic impacted people's diets and nutrition? Can you speak to that a bit more?
Yeah, of course. So I've noticed a lot with my clients, especially, that everyone's finding it difficult to take their time away from lunch and just actually taking the time to eat at the dinner table instead of eating in front of their computer. So I try to help my clients, you know, make that time to prepare a healthy lunch that doesn't take a lot of time. But also, I'm noticing a lot of people just really waiting until dinner time to decide what they're making for dinner. And sometimes they're really not sure what to make. So the pandemic really, you know, a lot of people are working from home and people just find themselves kind of making the same things often. So I'm trying to help my clients get a variety of foods, trying new flavors, getting them to be more inspired. So even just preparing ahead of time can really help to make things easier during the week.
Yeah, more people also seem to be into meal prepping. I'm sure that also helps with planning ahead and making sure you get those nutrients you need.
Yeah, definitely, right? So I don't think I mentioned this, but the actual theme this year for Nutrition Month is really healthy eating looks different for everyone. And so dietitians are just trying to help you find your own healthy. So what really works for you, right? So what I tell people is if you're really busy during the week, planning ahead and doing a little bit of meal planning can really save you some time throughout the week. And, you know, that really depends on your own nutrition needs. It depends on also on your cultural habits. So really what dietitians are doing is helping you on an individual basis and trying to help you out with whatever really works for the individual. Yeah, so meal planning works for you, that would be a perfect one.
Now, I understand that the Dietitians of Canada have an activity guide for Nutrition Month. So could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. So there's definitely the activity guide itself. There's also an e-booklet with recipes. So there's some really great recipes that people can get inspired and just try different recipes just to get you more excited in the kitchen. The actual activity guide is just, there's several dietitians that work in different settings and they approach how healthy eating really looks different in their own community. So for example, you'll find a dietitian working in a long-term care home where, you know, individualized nutrition care is so important in these homes because, you know, some people might have different needs than others. And then you have a dietitian that's working more in like government settings or in the community. So everyone seems to be able to, you know, find what works for their own community and approaching nutrition very on an individualized basis.
Now, you've talked about this earlier, but I think it's important to reiterate, how important is it for people to take their nutrition and their diet seriously? What are the consequences if they don't do that?
Right. Yeah. So of course we know that eating, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of high fiber foods, your protein foods, these are great foods to help you have a healthy immune system, of course, making sure that you're getting all the nutrients and just to prevent diseases. Because of course, if we're not getting enough fruits and vegetables, enough fiber and protein regularly, unfortunately, down the road, this can cause things like chronic diseases. So things like diabetes, heart disease, and even unfortunately cancers as well. So we really want to make sure that we're getting a lot of nutrients to make sure that we're keeping our immune system healthy, but as well to prevent some other diseases down the road.
Now, Tamara, where can people go to check out the Nutrition Month campaign and learn more about it?
Yes, of course. So they can definitely visit nutritionmonth2021.ca. And if ever anyone's looking for more recipes, you can even visit my website. It's www.fruitfulkitchen.ca.
Now, Tamara, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today pertaining to Nutrition Month?
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, if ever you're looking for more individualized information, you can definitely reach out to a dietitian. We help to provide that individual nutrition like requirements for each client. And this is actually something that I do as well. So you can always find me online and I actually do 15-minute free chats. So feel free to contact me.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again, Tamara, for chatting with me about Nutrition Month.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That was Tamara Sarkissian, the spokesperson for Nutrition Month.